This is Susan B. Brock, Telluride Inside and Out, and it's a pleasure to be speaking with Ronnie Palomar. She is the Executive Director of the Sheridan Arts Foundation and Sheridan Opera House, who is hosting a gala, the Speakeasy Gala, on Saturday, July 6th, starting at 7 p.m. It's the launch of the Opera House's centennial celebration. Ronnie, thanks so much for joining me.
Well, thanks for having me, Susan.
You're welcome. So please begin by describing your role at the Sheridan Arts Foundation, Sheridan Opera House. How long have you been on the job?
Well, I believe I started the summer of 1995. Sandra Carradine, who was at that time the Opera House board member and manager, asked me to work with the Wild West Fest kids and organize a mentorship. And that's how I became involved.
Okay, thank you. Over the years, lots and lots of major celebrities have graced the Opera House stage. Could you name a few standouts?
Well, some that stand out in my mind would be, we've had special actresses such as Carol Burnett and Sissy Spacek and Gary Busick on the stage. And then in musical talent, we've had Jimmy Buffett, Billy Bob Thornton, we've had Jackson Brown. Recently, we've had Ed Helms, we've had Edward Sharpe and the Magnetic Zeros, and last summer we had the opportunity to have Jewel on our stage.
Wonderful, thank you. And I know the list goes on forever.
Yeah, it sure does.
So put the historical significance of the Opera House's centennial in perspective. Doesn't its centennial mark the end of a period of historic significance? And could you elaborate about that by talking about Telluride as a historic district, the number of historic buildings, and the Big 13?
Sure. What I understand is the end of the historic significance here in Telluride is in 1913 with the construction of the historic Sheridan Opera House. It began in 1878, and between 1878 and 1913 is the town of Telluride's historic significance. And some of the landmarks, there's 13 historic landmarks, I believe, that qualify under that time frame. And some of them that I can think of right now is the Telluride Historical Museum, the courthouse, mm-hmm. St. Patrick's Church. There's the Masons Building. I'm just thinking this off the top of my head. The new Sheridan Hotel. I can't list all 13.
Sure.
An L.L. Nunn House. And I believe there are over 400 contributing historic properties in the town of Telluride. But these 13 landmarks is what the town of Telluride would like to celebrate on July 6th in the park by serving birthday cake in honor of our 100 years and the end of the historic significance.
Wonderful. Thank you. So besides loving his music, you had a special reason for hiring Cab Calloway's grandson as the featured entertainment of the gala. Could you talk about Cab Calloway and his history with Telluride?
Well, at the time that I was researching music, I was pretty much looking for the genre of music for the 20s. I wanted to transform the Opera House so you walk into our gala on July 6th and you feel like, you know, maybe this was a party that was happening in the 20s. And so when I was researching music, I realized that Cab Calloway Orchestra was quite popular during that time and fairly well known. And then I also, somebody had once told me that Cab Calloway himself was honored at the Telluride Film Festival. I'm not sure what that date was, I think in the 80s, for some of his work. And so I started researching it and found out that his grandson, which is Christopher Calloway Brooks is the name that he goes by, it now leads the Cab Calloway Orchestra and uses Cab Calloway's name. And so we're honored to have him and his orchestra come and play our evening on July 6th.
Wonderful, thank you. And I believe the music starts, what, at 8 o'clock?
The music will start about 8. Our doors will open at 7. We'll have red carpet and Telluride TV will be there interviewing people. We're hoping to have people dress in the period of the 1920s in costume and elegant, you know, dress, and should be quite the event.
Wonderful. So the gala is the official launch of your centennial fundraising year.
Yes,
and you
it
hope
is.
Through your efforts over the course of the year to be able to restore the original entryway and to replace the seats. So who will spearhead the design, and has HARC approved the plans?
Yes, this is this has been going on for the past year. We've been working with HARC, and George Greenbank, a local architect, is behind the what we call the entryway or vestibule that's going to extend from the Opera House a little further than it originally extended. And this entryway hopefully will be constructed in September. HARC has approved all plans. It will be a beautiful structure made out of brick with beveled glass, and our doors will be extended. And it's just another finishing touch to the historic Sheridan Opera House that we've been working on for so long.
Thank you for the segue to my last question, which is, so once this entryway is completed and the chairs are replaced, is that
right.
game over? Will the restoration of this grand historical structure then be complete?
Well, let's put it this way. We will be one step farther away from the completion. We have been working on our renovation more over 10 years from the time where we replaced some of the brickwork on the outside of the facade to removing the ceiling and reinforcing the trusses down to the finishing cosmetic touch of the replicating our historic stenciling. However, we still have a handful of projects hanging out there. We'd like to replace the light fixtures to the original lighting that they had when it opened in 1913. And this is a very old building, so there's quite a bit of upkeep and maintenance that falls along with the renovation as well, that's still part of our project. So I would say for the next few years, we have small projects that we would like to accomplish. But the most of it's, I think, behind us. Well, will be behind us if we can complete our fundraising efforts and build this entryway.
Wonderful. Thank you very, very much. This is
You're welcome.
Rock. Telluride Inside and Out, speaking with Ronnie Palomar of the Sheridan Arts Foundation and Opera House, the gala that kicks off their centennial year and a year of fundraising to complete the entryway, is Saturday, July 6th, starting at 7 p.m. Ronnie, thanks for taking your time out to join
us. Well, thanks, Susan, for having me.
You're welcome.